Are you ready to get your life back? Then get ready for Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli on Transformation Talk Radio now. Follow along the show as Jennifer explores a variety of topics and issues, including the energetic causes of burnout, all with a mission of empowering listeners to be true to themselves. As an energy medicine practitioner, speaker, author, and board-certified holistic nurse, Jennifer has discovered new and exciting healing tools and resources and can't wait to share them. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Get ready for your monthly dose of inspiration and illumination on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli, now.
Like now, like right now.
Yeah, right now.
Yep. Jennifer Marcinelli and I'm Dr. Pat, and I get to do this show. Jennifer, look, let's talk about the topic for today on the Burn Bright Today show. How to survive, right? 2020. Tell me from your perspective, given everything you do, and for people that don't know who you are, right?
Yeah.
And what you have said yes to in the world, right? Mm-hmm. You are somebody that has looked at people left and right, burning out, even before COVID-19.
Yes.
And you've seen that, and you've said, I have got to do something. Mm-hmm. I am a business owner. I'm a nurse. I'm a speaker. I'm an author, and I've got to do something. Mm-hmm. And so back in the day, you said, this is what I'm going to do. Mm-hmm. I'm going to start something where I can help teach, mentor, coach, mm-hmm. bring people out of whatever they're in to where they want to go. And here we are today. And I was telling Linda, I said, of course, we are going to talk today on 2020, on the new moon, one of the most powerful new moons. So I want to ask you this question to kick this off, if mm-hmm. you don't mind, to get the ball rolling.
Mm-hmm.
From where you sit today, what or how would you describe, energetically or otherwise, without any cuss words, because I know like I was thinking of a few, the past 4 months?
Oh, without swear words. all right, to be completely honest and transparent, I've been getting my butt kicked. All right, I'm broadcasting from the Burn Bright Bunker. I've been at the end of the most challenging, unexpected divorce you can ever imagine. My oldest sister died suddenly and unexpectedly, unrelated to what's going on. I myself have developed an illness, a spasmodic neurological illness in my throat, which is why I've been off the air, related to past lives that are boiling up right now that energetically are being cleared, and karma's being... My karmic pattern with these individuals that are going through this right now is being cleared, so I don't ever have to deal with it again. And as a part of that, energetically speaking, karma also sometimes has to burn off in our physical body as well. So once I got to the point where I was ready for antibiotics, then I was cheering on myself, because it's like, I am finally ready for antibiotics, that the karma, my own karma, and that was trapped related to certain things going on, especially related to my divorce, were trapped in my throat.
Yeah.
From a past life histories, right? I was beheaded.
Yeah.
I mean, many things. It was trapped in my throat. And every practitioner has a practitioner, and had a lot of throat chakra work done. And when that happens, healing's a lumpy, bumpy road. But sometimes the karma or the negative energy has to come out of the physical tissues. And sometimes we have to experience a physical illness as a part of that. And it's actually, as painful as it is going through it, it's actually a celebration, because we are actually burning karma physically out of our physical body, and then it leaves forever.
Dang, girl. I've been doing this 16 years, like 10 years with TTR. And I have not had the words to explain what happened when I got sick. 6 months after doing this. And you just nailed it. But here's what I want to ask you. Let me pop this in as you continue to talk about this. First of all, thank you for your, what'd you say, transparency. You've always been like that, though, Jennifer. Jennifer Marcinelli, you have always been like that. But here's what I learned, and you've learned it too. It's hard for people to work with us, want to work with us, want to get help from us, want to even talk with us, unless we remove our own veil. You know, I've taken a couple of hits lately with people saying things like, wow, Pat, too much information. You know, you're supposed to be a radio host. Why are you talking about your personal life and your mom's suicide? And I'm like, no, I'm not a traditional radio host. That's not me. You go to another network. I am here because we're called to be here. But the way you describe this, you have now represented millions of people. Millions of people. But you're coming out of the other side of this. How?
Okay. So major shifts and major changes. And I think first, I just really, before we go into how well I'm doing right now, I just want to really say to all of the Burn Brighters out there, even if we feel like we might be a little dim right now, I know you're up against it. We all have been. We've had loss. We've had deaths. We've had illnesses. We've lost jobs. We've lost income. Everything's changing. Okay. So first of all, my compassion and understanding to everyone out there right now who's up against it, because I've been up against it too. Okay. That's why I've been off the air for a few months. Okay. Now, having said that, we're in a four universal year, which is about home and structure, many things. But part of the reason that God and the universe has brought this virus to us was to bring us into our homes, to make us be isolated so that we will learn to go within and face our stuff. And especially as an energy medicine practitioner, every practitioner out there, it's even in the Hippocratic Oath, physician, heal thyself. But every person is a soul. Every person out there, whether you're a nurse, whether you're a physician or what have you, we all have a responsibility to heal our stuff as it comes up. And guess what? We haven't been doing that. We've been stuffing. We've been taking pills. And I'm not dissing pharmaceuticals. You know what I'm talking about. We've been using chemicals to drinking, drugging, whatever it takes, sex, gambling to dull our pain so that we don't really have to face ourselves and actually heal and break our karmic patterns. Patterns that we're doing over and over again that are undermining us that we can't move forward with.
Right.
So in this last 4 months that I've missed everybody so much, I personally have been doing some of the deepest work. I've done some pretty deep work to get to this point, but then I had to do the next level of deep work. So it's when it's done, it's gone and it had to burn off. So part of how I did this was, number one, being in seclusion for me was a godsend. I needed to be in a safe, private, quiet, undisturbed environment where I can work directly with my spiritual guides and directly with my practitioners to get me to this next level. I couldn't have done that if I was out running around with all of my, still had additional distractions, still trying to please others, you know, what have you. I really had to go deeply within and work with my practitioners to do this. And for me, the last part, as I mentioned, has been deeply rooted in the throat. And you might even be able to tell my voice has actually changed. And it may be permanent, and that's okay. But yeah. I really have had to have the guts to face the last little bit of this. And you'll notice a few other things that have changed. My hair is short.
Yeah.
And you're right. I'm now down to complete. I now feel like because I've come through all of that and broken those karmic patterns and had this illness and literally burned it off, literally and figuratively, I now am in a place where it's like, I feel free to be me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel free to be me. And that's how I've done it, basically.
You know, people asked me when I went through my breakup and they asked me, and it was literally speaking, I consider it a long time ago. I mean, it's like ancient history. But I've talked about it recently, but not about the breakup. What I've talked about is, you know, when You do your life the way you're called to do it. Not mm-hmm. everybody around you is going to completely embrace you and say, you go, girl.
Right.
They're going to look at you and say, what? You went to school for 10 years to buy airtime? You've lost your mind.
Yeah.
I mean, this, to say yes to this path, mm-hmm. all of you listening to the show and all of you that have said yes to living your life, right? The way you are being called to live it. This is the day of freedom if we do what we need to do. This new moon
yes.
is to say all of that hard work, because this is all this new moon, and we're going to talk about where it is and who's mm-hmm. involved and mm-hmm. Gemini and Capricorn and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Capricorn is about responsibility. It's also about big payoff. But you had to do some work. I had to do some work. We all do some work. But then there's work. Then there's the transformative. There's the things that you decide you're going to lift the rock up.
Mm-hmm.
You are not sure, Jennifer, what's crawling out from under that rock. Did Absolutely. That happen to you?
Yes, it did.
Oh, boy.
Yes, it did. And boy, am I glad. And I am now in a space. And I'm going to be completely transparent again, confessions of a holistic nurse, because you've heard me talk about, I don't know, 10 or 12 years ago when I made the decision to remove alcohol from my diet. And then July of 2018, after trying to quit four or five times, I finally removed caffeine and sugar, refined sugar from my diet. And that's when, because I was sugars are narcotics. I was dulling pain that I had. Didn't know it. I didn't know I was doing this. Okay. My vision started opening up and I started being able to see what, and I'm just going to talk about my marriage. Okay. Hey, it just is. All right. I married forever. I thought we'd be married forever. I was married for love. And I started being able to see what was really going on and how truly unhappy I really was and how much love and service I was giving out and receiving minimal, if any. And now here I am, you know, at the 2-year mark. And now I'm just filled with gratitude, even though we're in the bottom of the ninth, bases are loaded. I'm about to hit a walk-off freaking grand slam. And this is going to be done with honesty, integrity, and justice. This is all going to be set straight. The karmic patterns of what's gone on and what's taken place that wasn't done professionally, legally, things that were done unprofessionally and actually illegally are going to be addressed. And that's what we're seeing. That's how what's going on in the macro is manifesting in my life in the micro, okay? But here's the shift I've made in the last few months, but literally in the last couple of days. I'm now in this unbelievable space of gratitude and peace. And I'm so grateful for everything I've been through because I am aware. I now know what was going on that I could not see before.
Yeah.
I could not see it. I could not see that I was taking care of someone who was not treating me well. I could not see that I was following my mission, just like you're saying. I was following my mission, what I was been called to do. This is a very important time to be here. We've all agreed to. But the person I was married to couldn't handle it and didn't want me to do that and was silently and loudly and in many, many ways undermining that work. And I've had to do what I've had to do, standing in my own honesty and integrity to say, I can't be with this person anymore. So that person has the right to go on at their vibratory level. And I have the right to go on at my vibratory level. And now there's no hard feelings. Because with this spiritual awakening, the ascension, this rising consciousness, where our vibrations are rising, but everybody's on their own different path. And we've all made an inner agreement that's different. Some people are choosing not to rise vibrationally, and that's okay. It's okay. And I was able now to let go of it and to provide and to offer complete spiritual freedom for him and for me to say, it's okay. We're at two different places. May the blessings be. You're going to go your way and I'm going to go my way and it's all going to be okay. And now I'm in that space where, thank goodness, all of these really, really difficult things have happened here in the last couple of years because I'm aware, I've acted on it. It forced me to heal. I had to heal my thoughts, my memories, and my emotions, and my physical body from this. And I can honestly tell you right now, I, for the first time in my life, I literally am experiencing that I am free to be me exactly the way I am with no apology at the nth degree, the whole new level of from the last time even we were on the air.
Yeah.
So it's big. This is huge. It's a huge, tremendous opportunity.
It's gigantic. And let's talk about this for a minute because I had a call over the weekend, a woman I've not really talked to very much, but she asked to do a call with me. Mm-hmm. And here's what I realize. I when I look at you and I look at me, mm-hmm. now I can't speak for you, but I have not always followed my guidance from my guides, from my God, from Mother Mary, from Kuan Yin, from Isis. I have not always done it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I am reflecting back on April 1st of 04, 6 months after two big yeses. Yes to my first show, mm-hmm. dial wrong phone number, and yes to the network we're on now.
Yeah.
My first show was January of 04 on KKNW. This was before we launched Transformation Talk Radio, right? And something crept in.
Mm.
You could call it constriction of the voice.
Mm.
You could call it a constriction of your psychic. Mm-hmm. You can call it whatever the you know bleep what you want. But it was so powerful in me. And I had no tools because, Jennifer, look, when I started this, I wasn't Dr. Pat.
Right.
I was crust-busting Patty. I didn't know what I didn't know about any of this, but I got so sick immediately, overnight, mm-hmm. April 1st. What a cosmic freaking joke that is. Seriously. Come on, people. April 1st. One day, I was given a talk, a presentation with Reverend Bonnie, How to Live Your Greatest Dream. And I was an imposter. Mm. I was doing this. I felt it. But deep inside of me, doubt. And I got sick. And I now know that I got sick because I was getting ready to bail on this. I was getting ready to bail. I was going to go get the big, fat, big paying job that I had mm-hmm. went to school to get. Uh-huh. And I got so sick, I couldn't do anything else. I want to ask you this question. Mm-hmm. Given what you just shared and what you've been through, mm-hmm. you're now in a different place. What did that, if there is any, what did your experience prevent you from bailing on? Is that a weird question?
No, it is not. Because you actually kind of just called me out on exactly what I need to say out loud. What all of this, and let me provide a little context so this is really going to make sense. As part of this divorce, opposing counsel and my soon-to-be former spouse have frozen all of my assets for almost a year. Their strategy was to starve me out, meaning that I have access to my own retirement fund. I have money. But by law, I cannot access it. And when I tried, his attorney directly, legally threatened directly to my financial advisor and directly to Woodbury Financial, where my funds are, threatened them. I couldn't even make changes in the portfolio. So we experienced losses just like everybody did at the beginning of the year. But my financial planner couldn't even make changes in my portfolio to prevent further loss. And this somehow was legal. And I have to the point where I'm just going to be completely honest that as of August, I can't buy groceries.
Yep.
I live in a hotel more than 200 days. This is the Burn Bright Bunker. I've been in an extended stay hotel. I've radically downsized my life. I gave him the house and everything in it so that this would settle, with the understanding it would settle in 2 weeks and that I would have a settlement that I could go on, take and go on and move and do whatever I'm going to do. That was February 13th. And here we are, end of July. And as of right today, with what we still have going on, as of August, I can't buy groceries. And here's what it led me to do. I continued every step of the way to follow my inner guidance. What my spiritual guide has been telling me, do this, do this, do this, do this, do this. And not just to do it, but when to do it and when not to do it. I was guided to hire two different experts. My attorney was guided to hire a specific expert. I was guided to hire a different type of an expert. And let me tell you, this is all going to turn around. We're about to have a walk-off grand slam that is built on honesty and integrity and divine right plan, divine right timing, divine right action, divine right justice, and divine right coin. It's about to be done.
Yep.
And to answer your question, I'm really, really glad you're calling me out on this.
I didn't mean to call you out.
And I'm saying that in a nice way. I'm saying this in a way of, okay, I'm glad you did, because I need to say this out loud. Because this whole time I've been like, okay, am I going to have to walk away from this and go back to corporate America? Yeah. Am I going to have to walk away from, yep, my mission and what I'm here to do and go back to corporate America so I can buy groceries?
Yep.
But what I did not walk out on is my mission. And I did not walk out on my relationship with my spiritual guides.
Boom.
And that's what this has taught me. And now with everything shifting, things are changing as we speak, going on in the background. I now know and am personally experiencing what it feels like to know that I am divinely protected in every aspect. And when you keep your side of the road clean, when you come from honesty and integrity and then follow the spiritual laws to the very, very best of your ability and always hold for the greater good of all concerned, the universe works. So thank you for asking me that question, because what I have not done, I have stayed the course and I did not walk out on my relationship with God. And I did not walk out on my relationship with my spiritual guide and my team.
Yeah.
And look where we are now.
Yeah. I had to ask you that for what reason, I don't know, but it's super important reason. And let me tell you why. Once upon a time, I used to think, how could this, and I'm just going to leave it at this for a moment, how could this be happening to me? Mm-hmm. And I had that for a moment. But this is what we've said yes to. And maybe you can help explain this to folks, especially around the new moon. I had a mentor, she passed away. And she said to me, Pat, you have to remember one thing. You're going to do great things in life. You don't know what they are, but you will. And they're not going to be what you think. But remember this, you cannot take people to a place you haven't gone yourself. And I thought, I was going to cuss right there. Sorry, Benny, I didn't. I said, seriously, Sedona, really? Well, 6 years old, I'm abused in Catholic boarding school, beat every night, stripped down. Mom commits suicide while I'm in school. Life goes on. I'm sent to Dr. Jacoby for reasons which I won't talk about today. Homeless, 17, come home, all my stuff is on the yard. Arrested at 19 for something I didn't do, but it looked like I did. And here's what I know about all of those. God never abandoned me. The God of my understanding, this is my 30th year without alcohol and drugs. Mm-hmm. It's my 30th year. But I wasn't abandoned in that time. And life went on. And it still had a whole bunch of those kind of things. So I thought I had it all. I thought I knew it all. I bet you did too. I bet we're like twins, two peas in a pod. where we have gone through so much, you know what, in our lives, we figured that's it. But I had never been really sick. Never been sick. And you ready? Never had somebody leave me in a relationship. And didn't know that all of my past, that I needed to learn these two lessons. And I remember this on April 1st. I could see Sidonia's face. She had passed away. I had never been sick. But don't you think that what you went through just now, everything, and you're not even sharing it all, don't you think it's prepared you for what you're about to do to burn brighter than you've ever burned before?
Yes.
And you couldn't have gotten there.
Exactly. Because what's been happening is with all this clearing and all this healing and this illness that's coming out and being addressed and healed. You know, really what it's been doing is preparing me to be able to accept it. Because with all of the betrayal and all of the false accusations, I mean, just as it's been a while since we talked about this, I was falsely accused. What should have been a no-fault amicable divorce cost $1,200 and been over in 61 days. My husband and his attorney filed a fraudulent waste claim. They falsely accused me of adultery, which isn't true. They falsely accused me of, and I'm going to quote, slowly and secretly siphoning off $1.2 million off of my retirement. Wasn't true. They fraudulently created documents to make it look like my 1099s, which are just tax statements, were withdrawals, and they're not. It's the same money being traded over and over. So I have gone through the ultimate betrayal. I have gone through nth degree legal torment. I have been literally mentally, emotionally, and financially starved out. And here I am right now in this moment, realizing that all of this happened so that I can accept the next level. I'm an energy medicine practitioner. Everything is made of energy. And if I'm blocking in any way, those healing energies can't come in. This is the last degree. This is the bottom of the ninth inning of what I had to clear. The last of the wisdom and the understanding that I have to get right now so that the blocks are down. What you see is what you get. And I am now free to be me. And now I can accept everything that's been waiting to come into my life. I had to make the shift. And now, although some of this stuff is very painful, I now see it differently. And I am so grateful that all of this happened, because exactly to your point, Dr. Pat, I could not have gotten here without it. And the divine plan works. This is why I had to go through it, because I had to get to this last stage so I can step in. I can step into the bigger part of my mission, which is what I've been preparing for all along.
I want to take a short break, because what we have been preparing for is all of the souls right now that are lost, that have done everything that they've been told to do, that are scared, that are sitting at home at times where they never thought, where they're thinking about the future for their kids, where they're thinking about, how am I going to get paid? Is there going to be a new PPP coming? Will my business, whatever it is a time now that this new moon talks about, but it has prepared an army of warriors, us, to reach out and say, I might be able to help you. When we come back, we're going to find out from Jennifer how that is, why that is, and get ready for a double moon, new moon in Cancer twice. Get ready. We'll be right back.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
Come on, baby. Come on.
Swallow your pride,
man. Lean on me. Lean on me. Lean on me. Jennifer Marcinelli, Burn Bright Today. You know, we're talking about a lot of things today because we're going to share something with everyone today. Jennifer and I have had to reflect and look at our lives, look at how we're doing things. You know, every day in my meditation, I say, okay, God, Spirit, what's mine to do? And 90% of the time, the answer is more. Now, if you want to see the face of frustration, and my friend said, why don't you ask Spirit, that's 2 out of 3. Ask him again. Spirit again. But Jennifer, before we go on, I mean, you are setting the stage for yourself to do more. You're like me. Do more, because there are people that even if I can't help them, I can put them in touch with you. I can put them in touch with Dr. Darvish. So tell us, what are you doing right now, and how do people connect with you, find out about diamond gemstone therapy? And boy, I'll tell you, that diamond, the energy of diamonds is fantastic.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
And I've got three with me today. If we have time, we can broadcast some energies, and I've got some gems with me today that will kind of help relax the mental body and give us some peace and calm. And we can get to that and broadcast those out today before the end. But I am absolutely ramping up to do more. You're exactly right. But I had to do less before I could do more.
Me too.
Again,
I get it.
Yeah. So I'm also I've adjusted my practice to do fewer things better. So a part of what I'm doing to help folks is what my clients ask for were to have sessions that are recorded. They can be group sessions that they can download inexpensively and have to listen to every night, like right before they go to bed. Like, for example, one for anxiety or for insomnia, or for emotional, a separate one for emotional pain. So I'm ramping up to create separate recorded sessions that will be inexpensive so that people can just buy those, have them on any electronic device, and just listen to and receive the healing energies as many times as they would like to have those. The other thing that I'm doing that's ramping up outside of the free group remote sessions, we'll be starting again back on Friday, is that some of the clients who are now, especially in the last 2 weeks, right here at this very hotel, we're all staying in the same place. It's incredible how divine work, divine right planning, divine right timing is exquisite. Is wow. I've adapting my, what I call my flagship package. And my client yesterday said, so this is the, we're going to scrap everything and start completely over package. His words. And I'm just getting to tell you, it's a $100,000 package. And I'm only going to offer four of these in a year because it's all I can do. And there are some folks out there, especially, for example, these new clients that just came this week, who have already spent 90 grand on rehab. They have already been through anger management. They have already been through medical issues and what have you. And now they actually got the book and they were so excited and by the information in the book. They're like, I need you in a comprehensive way because I need help. I need access to you when I need access to you for as long as sessions as they need to be, as comprehensive as they need to be. So that he's basically, his words were, we're going to scrap this and start over. His words. Yeah. So that's part of what I'm doing. And then I've also customized smaller packages to help everyone's budget. So again, fewer things better, making it available to more people across budgets as well. Yeah. So that new stuff's coming up on the website, but
Let's give out the website, burnbrighttoday.com. Mm-hmm.
Burnbrighttoday.com. Yep.
I know why you did that.
Okay.
I know why. Tell me. I want to put it in my words.
Let's do it.
And then help me out if I don't get it 100% right. We right now have a sense of what's happening with people across the globe. And I don't mean people that are really, really in deep trouble. I mean, everybody. I mean, people that you would look at on the surface where you think, they got money, that don't matter.
Right.
Everybody is feeling this. They're thinking, to put it in my friend's words, I have worked all my life. I am retired. I just retired and I cannot go out of my house. I did not plan that. Mm-hmm. And so where we are now is we have to scrap everything we think we know because we don't know what we don't know. But those of us like you, like me, so many others on the network, we have got to build the maximum. You know, Dr. Sharon Martin says something. She's a MD right in the trenches with the COVID, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she's a shaman. Uh-huh. And she says this, her thing is maximum medicine. And she says, this is maximum whether people want to know that or not. And you are preparing for that. We are preparing for it as a network. I am preparing for it in my own platform because somebody called me out.
Mm.
And they said, you are not doing enough and you're not doing it faster. And I was so pissed.
Yeah.
And they were right. So let's talk about how we are going to do this. And what do you see in the new moon that's going to catapult you to the fifth dimension so you can help people do it?
Yeah.
Take it away.
Oh my God. I'm so glad you brought this up. I'm so excited today. Today is 2020. Could not be a better day for us to be talking about all of this. But it's also, this new moon is a 28-28-28 new moon in Cancer shift in direction. We're just past the halfway point, and we're now all finding in our own way, there is no going back. That's why we have the scrap everything, start over package. That's going to be its name. I just named it. Right. And so
perfect.
July 20. Scrap everything and start over package.
I love this. I love that. You heard it first here, folks, because that is it, isn't it? Go ahead.
Yes, it is. No, I love it. So here we are, July 20, 2020. The new moon is a number two in Cancer. And we've got this massive transit activating. I'm looking down at the numbers here. So this powerful lunation also has Saturn opposite the new moon. Okay. Saturn, when there is opposing, things get really interesting. But we've also got all three, the sun, the moon, and Saturn at 28 degrees. And the number 28, the sacred number 28, asks us not to place trust in others anymore, but to place, to only listen to our inner voice for guidance. And this will propel us. And a part of why I've created the scrap everything and start over package is because first and foremost, there are energetic injuries or damages or congestion that we can get that can keep us from hearing our inner voice. It can be energetic. For example, I was just talking about this on the radio interview I just did right before we started ours, that oftentimes, especially in college students or millennials, this is really common in Gen Z and millennials, that the crown chakra is not turning and it needs to be repaired and upgraded and help it turn, but to also clear out massive amounts of electromagnetic frequency or EMR, electromagnetic radiation, has been congesting and clouding the crown chakra. So I'm seeing this a lot. So one of the first orders of business right now, my clientele, is to get the crown chakra repaired and cleared and upgraded. We're getting some upgraded anatomy here, okay? So that when we're praying for answers, we can hear our inner guidance. So that's one of the first things that will help really get people going. The second big thing I'm seeing right now too, is that there's this big push to connect with Mother Earth in a newer, deeper, more profound way. And it's probably why I'm wearing some of the gems I'm wearing today. Agate Citrine, Poppy Jasper, Peach Aventurine, and Onyx with Ruby. Because we really need to be more than ever heal our relationship with Mother Earth so that we can receive our inner guidance. And until we do that, we can't. So I think that's a big part of why the clientele that's coming to me this last 2 weeks, it's everything is just like amazing. I'm literally seeing people here in the hotel they're like, oh my God, you're Jennifer Marcinelli. Oh my God. I mean, I just signed 7 books by the pool Saturday. Wow. So it's now time. I'm ready because now all the work that I did, I'm now ready to accept these new higher energies and work with at the higher level with some of these clients who really are scrapping everything and starting over.
Yeah. And let's talk about why that's important too in this new moon. To put it simply to everyone, people say this is the time to take a beat, to think about what needs improvement. But let's talk about what that really means. Mm-hmm. This is a time to get in touch with your emotions.
Yes.
If you find yourself crying and you don't know why, it's a good thing.
Yep.
It is a time, as you said, to be honest with yourself, all of us, right? And it's going to have a different impact depending upon who you are or what else is in your sign. But this idea of Gemini and Capricorn, and they are on the same axis, this idea of these two in opposition, some people will write about this and write about almost the gloom and doom. Mm-hmm. And, you know, maybe that's going to fit you or not. But this is going to depend on what you said, Jennifer, and talk mm-hmm. about it if you don't mind. Mm-hmm. This is going to depend on what you're willing to see in yourself.
Yes.
Let go of in your life.
Yes.
And open up to. Tell us about if that came up for you.
Yeah. And it also, this time right now, one of the things that I don't do the doom and gloom. I'm seeing this is an amazing, beautiful thing that's happened for us because this is a massive turn of events. So for me, it was really about embracing this major turn of events where I can now truly and completely trust my inner guidance and my guides, even if it is drastic to where you think you can't buy groceries next month because something way better is coming. A part of it is Saturn is also asking us to get to work. Got to get to work. Saturn also asks us to be responsible. And being responsible doesn't mean taking blame. It means being able to respond and not react to the crap that somebody's, I'm sorry, the junk, the negative energy that people are throwing at us. And the more grounded we are in Mother Earth and the more that we are grounded, we know who we are, what we stand for, and what our inner guidance is telling us and how we're following it, the better able we are to respond without reacting.
Yeah.
Which gives us that space to handle our emotions. And I if you don't mind, I'm going to backtrack to that because I think what you just said is so important. In my clientele right now, I'm in Houston, so there's a significant amount of oil and gas folks here. And of course, I came from in vitro diagnostic sales, capital equipment, scientific equipment sales. And the old way, the paternalistic, top-down, linear, you've got this ridiculous quota that you have to follow. You have to do it our way. You're going to be measured. And if you don't measure up, you're out of here. We're going to fire you. You can't make money. Then we're going to try to keep you from making money. That's gone. And we're moving to the balancing of the sacred masculine and the divine feminine. We're moving to the spiral of the Fibonacci code. There's a reason my illustrations that are coming out of my podcast now show the chakras look like the Fibonacci spiral. That's what they're looking like now in, we're making the shift. Okay. So energetically as a practitioner, that's what we're seeing. And with this, when we handle our emotions and once we get so grounded and we've handled and healed our emotions, we're better able to follow that guidance in a way where we can experience patience and steady progress that's based on honesty and diligence instead of where we've just come from, where it was misusing the mind and the will, misusing the, oh, if I think it, I can become it. If I just use the law of attraction, me, 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 I want $250,000 to buy a Lamborghini, I want it now, and I don't care what it costs anybody. Those days are gone and we're moving to that. So I'm very, very glad that I have been following this all along and for myself and for my practice. And now I have this incredible opportunity to help my clients. Some of them are in very high positions in very powerful companies, oil and gas, in vitro diagnostics, healthcare systems, just to name a few, some medicine and Western medicine, to help them this shift as well. It's going to be really hard, especially for the men who are in male bodies right now, who are incarnated, who understand and embrace that their divine feminine needs some healing. Because this is not about gender. It's about the divine feminine, sacred masculine energies that each of us as a divine being has to have balanced, right? It's not about the gender of the physical body that we are incarnated in. So seeing that a lot right now and seeing it for myself. And to answer your other question, a big part of how I've seen this with my divine feminine and sacred masculine now balancing, I can slow down, I can create. I don't have kids. I thought there was something wrong with me having kids. Mission to have kids. I didn't have kids in this lifetime, right? I had some type of karmic hangup with there being a weakness for having children and there being a weakness of using my creative abilities to allow something to gestate and be birthed in its own divine right timing. And it's been a massive shift for me. And I am ever so grateful that I'm now in the new me with this new balance and this new way forward. It's been life altering. And now my clients are seeing it as well.
Yeah, that's why I wanted you to talk about it, because, you know, one of the things that people may feel right now, and this is so important in what you said, is this right here, this new moon, it's like building a house. Mm-hmm. So let's take what you said about trashing everything and starting over. Let's start with that. So let's use the house metaphor. So basically what we're saying, it doesn't matter what your house was built upon or what even was in your house. You're going to build a new house now.
Yeah.
Going to build a new house. And what is the number one rule when building a new house? Check where you're putting it. Check the land. Check the foundation. Check what you're building it on. And make sure the structure can handle what you're going to put on top of it and in it. And that idea is now, just like you talked about the people you're working with, this is a time to set the structure in place, the systems for it in place, unlike any other time in your life. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if we're talking about somebody that's building a mega business or right. We're talking about somebody that's trying to figure out, how do I take the next step? How do I put food on my table?
Right.
You know, do I just apply for any job? This is where we can stop and say, yes, you can have it all,
yes,
but you must build that level to support it. And mm-hmm. what you shared today and the work that you're doing is, we really have to help each other do that, don't we? Now, I think we have a few minutes left. I would love it if you would give out your website and just let folks know how mm-hmm. they find more about you, how to get the book. And then is there something we could do today to do a little bit of clearing here?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. So you're welcome to visit burnbrighttoday.com. Okay, that's my website. Everything's on there. This is the book, From Burning Out to Burning Bright, Get Your Life Back by Healing Your Thoughts, Memories, and Emotions. It is available on Amazon, but they priced it really high. It's on deep discount on my website, both hard version and electronic version for your Kindle. So head on over there and check it out. So in the remaining minutes, kind of what I would like to do to help us get a good start is, why don't I bring out some diamond energy, and how about sharing the hue? Would that be, how do you think? So I'm getting to bring in, this is a 1.12 carat HVVS2 grade, 7 color ray therapeutic diamond. And now everybody knows, our disclaimer, your self-accountability here, do not try this at home. Do not use any diamond that you have. It is not therapeutic. It has not been cleaned or cleared. You can only put yourself in harm's way. So what I'm going to do, anyone who would like to join us, I'm just going to introduce this diamond. It's a 1.12 carat, affectionately known as 22. Anyone who would like to can connect with this diamond's healing energy. I'm going to turn positions so you can see it. I'm actually going to hold it up to the camera, and I'm going to gently move it in so that you can connect with it this way. And just also hold gratitude and thank it. Our diamonds love serving, and they just really, the more gratitude you can hold for its service, the better. So take a moment, anyone who would like to connect with this diamond's healing energies. You're facing the table, the top part of the diamond, and this is deeply, deeply relaxing. And anyone who would like to, if you have a pressing question that you've been praying about, where you can't get the answers, and you might need a little assistance from one of our spiritual tools available to us today, You are welcome to gaze into this diamond. See if we can get it to focus. And ask it your question. Try to get it to focus for you there. There you go.
Thank you for listening to Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Be sure to tune in each month for your monthly dose of inspiration and illumination. As a board-certified holistic nurse and energy medicine practitioner with years of wisdom and experience, Jennifer has dedicated her life to solving the problem of burnout and helping others to take a stand for their health. Your first step to taking your life back is Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. For more information about Jennifer Marcinelli and her work, including her new upcoming book, visit her website at burnbrighttoday.com.